TR mobile. So, we're done with your tennis and you're in one piece. Oh, just leaving the doctor's office and headed towards home, Dave. You win or lose.
The doctor told you, like he told me, you're going to live till you die.
So, she's rather concerned about my kidneys not functioning as well as they should. So no more ibuprofen at all, and I got to go back in 3 months anyways. That's one thing I don't want, but she can't seem to narrow it down.
Yeah, I can't imagine, you know, having, you know, renal failure or anything close to that. You know, I'm grateful for the health that I have at my age anyway. I mean, you know, just about grateful for anything.
You, Dave. Well, it's stage three or something like that, I think she said, and I don't want to get up to that dialysis point, that's for sure, but I haven't had any signs of it, and my liver looks good, and everything looked good except that, and it had went down a little bit in the last 3 months, and she didn't like the idea of that, so... I gotta go back for a checkup and a blood test here in 3 months. I hope it's stable by then. I do take a couple ibuprofens now and then, but not regularly. Nothing else there has any problems. But she said it can go down with age, but we'll keep an eye on it. Well, I talked to David a while ago on the way down here. He'd been out in the yard doing something. I can't remember his call now. But nice to talk to him and ride down here. It's only about a 15-minute ride. What's up with you the rest of the day?
That's the last part of that hour. I was pulling through the drive-through window. I thought you might be done before I could, you know, order. But you weren't.
Oh, I just had to talk to David this morning. He was out working in the yard a little bit. The HVAC guy, I talked to him earlier, but this was the other David, you know very well, and so do I. He rode down with me, that's about all, nothing important. I said, what do you got planned?
Even I used to work at the Hess station, right? I'm sitting where the building was, and the pumps were out in front, and so... They tore down the Hess station and built a Starbucks. It's kind of like they paved Paradise and put up a parking, or they something. Yeah, that's right. Paved Paradise and put up a parking lot.
I don't know. From what I've heard about the economy here lately, it's not too good. They expect to. Stock market there, I think on the NASDAQ, to go down 800 points today if I heard right, but I don't pay a lot of attention to that because I'm not in it, but I guess you'd say it affects us all anyways, whether we like it or not.
Yes, it do. I'll tell you, these are kind of uncertain days, you know, and you just really don't know what's going to happen next. I guess life is always like that, but it just seems to be more so than usual.
Is that right? And if you notice, they moved a big task force over to be nearer to Israel. And I said this administration get us into World War III, and they're getting right on the edge of it. There's just no bluff there with the current administration. And you got to have some bluff, like Trump, for example. And they just, there's no respect for us now. And so all I can say is hang on to your hat, because it looks like it's going to get really tough. And I worry about those guys. I was on a carrier for a while, and they make a big fat target out there, Dave.
I got a cup of coffee in one hand, so it was a little difficult. Me? Well, if you watch the video that where Trump got shot, I mean, they just grazed his ear, but you know, if he hadn't turned his head, that bullet would have went straight through his head, so side of his head, and he just happened to look to his right, and so you never know when it's your time, because I think the good Lord spared him on that one.
Man, guys, 2 weeks training would have made him a better shot than that, I think, in the Army. But, I heard this morning they found out that the FBI, the head of it there, the head of the Secret Service, he lied to Congress and said that they didn't pull back on the security detail. They didn't send in the pre-scouring of the area. He cut that off, and or that kid would have been arrested with a rangefinder in his hand trying to get in to the perimeter. And he lied to him twice in Congress. Well, anybody else, that's a felony. But, of course, he won't get prosecuted. And then there was another guy lied to Congress. And there's only laws for certain people nowadays, Dave, if you notice. And it ain't the conservatives, I'll tell you for sure. But it's a wonder he's still with us, and he's a threat to them, and they don't want him elected president, so because they know they'll get their butt kicked if he is, but just my opinion. Anyways, Dave, you have a good day, and I'm going in and change clothes and head outside to check on the girls. KB4CBA in 0TR73.
W2T Mobile. Hung us, Tom. Hi, 73s. Hey, Rusty. W2T KB4CBA.
Morning, Dave. And Tom, I was going to say something about you since you're leaving. I won't.
Well, I can still hear you. I'm just sitting here idling in the driveway, watching my backside.
Yeah, you better. And good morning to you. Just left the doctor's office where they've determined I don't have COVID, I don't have flu, but they are going to give me something for possible upper respiratory infection a little bit. So anyway, feeling not worth a flip today, and I'll just kind of take it easy at home. So, I hollered for you earlier, Tom, but you must have been out spending all your money this morning.
Yeah, I was just returning from the doctor's office, and, she's concerned about my kidneys, but, at any rate, I feel okay. And I'll let you guys have it. I'm going to pull in here and go change clothes and get outside. Maybe mow grass. 73's Rusty. Hope you get to feeling better. W2T in 0TR, and I'll be clear. Go ahead, Dave.
Tom, 73's, and you get to feeling better too there. Don't overdo it. And so, both of y'all, Rusty, have been to, you and Tom have been to the doctor today. I went and played tennis. I'm going back at 6 o'clock, so my first time, and I missed the whole month of July. And so this is my first time playing tennis in over 4 weeks. But it was just like stepping right back out on it. Like I hadn't missed a day, so I was glad. I didn't play any better, but I didn't play any worse.
It's like riding a bicycle. When you fall off, you got to get up and get back on it and do something. So, yeah, I had my RSV shot Friday, and then yesterday I started feeling a little lethargic and everything else and a little bit tired. And a little short of breath last night, not much, but today I was really short of breath, and sinuses were all stopped up, and achy all over. So the doctor said, just to be on the safe side, we'll put you on an antibiotic for a few days. So I'm going up here to the drugstore here shortly and pick it up, and go back up here and see the pharmacist that I got my RSV shot from on Friday. So anyway, well, good to hear you're getting active again. Don't push it, my friend. I mean, you've been off of that for a month. Don't overstrain yourself there. I'd hate for you to end up getting hurt because you were too anxious to get back to it. W2T Mobile, go ahead.
Everybody wants to be my mama and daddy. Oh, me. But I appreciate it. Yeah, it really wasn't that bad. The clouds kind of came and went, and it was mostly partly cloudy the whole time we played. And now it cleared out. The clouds cleared out by the time we got through. So the 10:30 group, they're going to be, hurting a little bit more than we. What in the world? My stereo started playing, and I hadn't touched a thing, so I don't know what's going on. Sorry about that, KB4CBA.
Okay, well, I got to jump out and run into Ace Hardware here, so I'll say 7-3s, and you take it easy and have another fun match this afternoon. KB4CBA, W2T, 7-3s for now.
You take care of yourself, and I hope you get the feeling better. And anyway, but it's good to talk to you as usual. 73s, W2T, KB4, CPA, clear.